truly blessed by the voices of praise this morning. Amen. Truly blessed our hearts. Giving all praises to God, to the officers and members of Ebenezer, to our visitors, family, and friends. We are glad to be here. Amen. Grateful and glad to be in the presence of God's people, in the presence of God. We would like to call your attention to James chapter 1. Since the voices of praise has ushered us into the presence of the Lord, let us prepare our hearts to receive a word from the Lord. James chapter 1. And we would like to begin at verse 2. By the inspiration of God and by the pen of James, these words are recorded. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. We read into your hearing James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. We ask that there be a blessing to the reading and hearing of God's word. We would like to borrow James' word this morning and simply tag this text, count it all joy. Count it all joy. This text helped me. A few years ago, I was struggling with an addiction. And it was starting to get out of hand. It was hard to keep it under wraps. I had an addiction to pity parties. I just had to have them. When I woke up in the morning and the first thing I start thinking about is how I was going to have a pity party. I mean, it was a good time for it. Everybody was into it. I mean, you could find pity anywhere. It was all over. Rich people was acting pitiful. Poor people was acting pitiful. People that had what I wanted was acting pitiful. It was everything, everywhere. And I got strung out on it for a minute there. I was hard up, had the shakes for the pity party. Mouth went dry for the pity party. I had all of it, and James helped me. At first, I couldn't get with James because James is so direct. James is straight to the point, right in your face kind of guy. James says in chapter 1, in James 1 and 1, James says, hi, y'all. And then in verse 2, he said, count it all joy. Now, it would take Paul 5 chapters just to say hi. Paul would start off, this is the Apostle Paul writing to you from Corinth. I'm here with Timothy and Titus. We're sitting down for lunch. We had a sandwich and some chips and a soda. But not James. James, the brother of Jesus. James, the son of Mary and Joseph. He was direct, straight to your, right in your face. The kind of person that'll tell you like it is before you even want to know what it is. James says, count it all joy. First, James lets us know he's straightforward. When you're going to have to do some mathing, you're going to have to do some accounting, you're going to have to balance the books. Because in this life, you will have trouble. In this life, you will have trials. In this life, a little rain must fall. But James says you got to be able to count. You got to be able to count not only your trials, but you also got to be able to count your blessings. And many of us are good with counting our blessings. Oh, you can't beat us when it comes times to counting blessings. He woke me up this morning. That's one. Started me on my way. That's two. Clothed me and placed me in my right mind and gave me a portion of health and strength. Gave me something to do. Had somebody looking for me. He been good to me, but then on the other side of the ledger, I got bills to pay. And, folk got drama in their life. They want to bring it to me. And I got family. I got relationships. I got doctor's appointment. I got prescriptions. I got medication I got to pick up. But when I count on the other hand that he's blessed me, he's kept me, he watched over me, James says you also got to count up the trials. See, in this text, he uses a pronoun. The pronoun is it. Now, it is not a blank. See, for a lot of people, what they do is they run across it, and then they close their Bible and look up into the skies and hope that God explains to them how a pronoun works. No, this is basic English. This is how a pronoun works. A pronoun represents a noun. The only difference is, in Scripture, their pronoun game is off the chain. It's a little tricky. See, in English, you get the noun first. Then the pronoun follows it, so you know what the pronoun represents because the noun has already been presented. In Scripture, it was often twisted. Usually, the pronoun came first. As in this case, he says, count it. All joy. But then he gives us the noun. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Now, that's when my mathing wasn't mathing. See, I couldn't count on the trials. The trials didn't bring me joy. When I thought about the trials, I couldn't get happy. I couldn't get my praise on. It was easy for me to pity myself when I think about my trials. It was hard for me to praise. But James says you gotta count it all joy when you fall into various trials. And when you're going through the troubles of life, when you're going through the trials of life, when you're wanting to feel sorry for yourself, when you want other people to feel sorry for you. I'm telling you, I'm an expert on pity parties. I know how they work. You gotta start with some slow music, drag music, get you feeling down, get you some blues. I've been down so long, up looked so far away. You gotta get you something like that. But James says in those times, count it all joy. But then he goes on to tell us how we can do that. In verse 3, James says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. You have to know this. There's just some things in life you have to know. You got to stop figuring and just know. I remember when I was a little boy. All I could do was count to 10. I'm telling you, I was a wee little boy. I was about knee high to the man you see standing in front of you, but I only could count to 10. And I had a little classmate, he could count to 100. He would get into those 10s and 20s and 30s. I couldn't put that part together. I couldn't get that 20, 30, 40, 50. I got the 1, 2, 3. But I became a master of 10. Oh, you couldn't beat me to 10. I had 10 down. I can count the 10 forward and backwards. He couldn't do that. I could count the 10 by 2s. I could count the 10 by 3s. 3, 6, 9, 10. See, I had it down. But he over there counting. I sat there and watched him one time because I was trying to figure out that 10, 20, 30 game he had going. But one day the teacher came in and said, we're going to do some addition. We're going to do some adding. She said, what's 2 + 2? I threw up my hand, 4. My friend was over there, 1, 2, 3, 4. And before he could catch up, I said, what's 3 + 3? 6. Looked over there, he 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. He couldn't figure out how I got to 6. And then I said, 4 + 4, 8. And he's looking at me, he's trying to 1, 2. And then my teacher said, okay, Robinson, go over in the corner and work on 10 through 20 because you're trying to show out now. You're trying to. But I was able to get more intel because there were some things I knew that he was still trying to figure out. See, I just knew what 2 + 2 was. I just knew what 4 + 4, 3 + 3. I just knew what they were. He was still trying to figure it out. When you're going through a trial, it ain't a time to be trying to figure stuff out. There's some things you need to know. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. I don't need no more proof. I don't need no evidence. I don't need no confirmation. I know that I know. And James says, know this. Know that the trials of your faith worketh patience. Your trials has purpose. See, this is what you got to know. You got to know that whatever you're going through, you may not have a purpose for it, but God has a purpose for it. You just got to know that. You can't be 1, 2, 3. No, just know that you know that you know that whatever trial that I'm going through, the devil got a permission slip signed by God, and God got a purpose for my trial. That whatever I'm going through, God is trying to sharpen something in my life. James says, add this to your know list. You just got to know this. Knowing that the trials of my faith worketh patience. See, I can handle my financial trials because I have my faith. I can handle my relationship trials because I have my faith. I can even handle my health trials because I can lean on my faith. But what do you lean on when it's your faith that's on trial? What do you lean on when God is taking you to the next level? What are you leaning on when God is trying to expand your faith? James said you're going to have to lean on your knowledge at that point. You better know that you know that you know that what I'm going through, God is working it out for my good. If I just hold on and hold out, I will soon find out what God has been working out. Patience. In this day and time, I know we in the age of the microwave. You know, I can make coffee, put it in the microwave, and I got to pace up and down waiting on coffee to brew. We spend such a fast-paced time. If I want to say something, the thought that hit my mind, I want to shoot it to my wife before I forget it, I can text her. She don't even have to respond. We live in a quick, fast-paced world. But God is still calling for his children to be people of patience. People who knows how to wait on the Lord. People who knows how to handle the trials that they're going through. The Greek word for patience is hupomone. Now that's two words, hupo, mone. Hupo means under, and mone means to stand, or vice versa, I'm not really sure. But it means to stand under. It doesn't mean a passive waiting of patience. It's not like I'm waiting passively for Christmas. It's a description of a man standing in a storm with an umbrella over somebody else's head. And he's standing there holding his umbrella over somebody else's head, and he don't know when the rain gonna stop. All he know is that he gonna keep holding up this umbrella. That's patience. Patience is the ability in the midst of the trial to stand under it. When other people break and run, when other people crack and give up, the believer is able through patience to stand under it. Why? Because I know that what I'm going through, God is working it out. I know that whatever I'm going through, God has a purpose for it. Whatever I can stand under my trial, I don't have to run from it. I don't try to push it off on somebody else. I don't try to blame somebody else. I don't go back and say, well, my daddy didn't do this and my mama didn't do that. No, when I have trials, I've learned how to just stand under it. Guess what? Guess what's happening? God is working it out. And soon he'll be finished with his work. See, I'm not waiting on my trials to go away. I'm waiting on God to be finished with my trials. I'm not waiting on my trials to vanish. No, I'm waiting on God to show me why he took me through the trial. And because I can count on this, because I can have purpose in my trial, because I know that God is working it out in my life, I can persevere. I can remain. I can endure. See, this Christian walk ain't a sprint. It's not a sprint. We ain't racing nobody else to the finish line. It's a marathon. And it's not just a straightaway marathon. You don't just have to just run. It's a marathon with hurdles. It's such a difficult event that they don't even feature it in the Olympics. I mean, you got to run a marathon and add some hurdles. Alone, that's this life. This life will have some trouble. And you and I both know that many of us, we can praise God in the good time. It's in the time of trouble. We want everybody to have pity on us. It's in the time of trouble when we want to cry out to the Lord. It's not fair. Why me? When God is blessing us and having favor on us, we never say that. When God blessed us above my education, I didn't ever go back and say, God, why me? When I got into the honors class because I knew what 2 + 2 = 4 and my friend was still counting on his fingers, I didn't look back at God and say, why'd you favor me over him? No, it's only in those times of trials when we want to have pity on ourselves and we want others to have pity on us. It's in those moments, it's in those times, James gets straight to the point. He get right at it. You ain't the first one to have trials. You ain't the first one to have trouble. You ain't the first one. James says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. Think about it. James solved the problem of the pity party. He solved the pity party problem in a time of trials. In a time of trial, in a time of difficulty, I can be patient. I can remain under, knowing that my trials have purpose and that God is working it out on my behalf. And if I learn to stand under it, and let patience have her perfect work, I never have any more pity parties. All I have is praise parties. Because I'm perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So even in my bad times, I start on my, he woke me up this morning. even in my difficult days, I start with, he clothes me and places me in my right mind. Every now and then, I got to go to my grandpa prayer. He give me vision in my eyes. He give me hearing in my ears. I don't even worry about the top 10. I just worry about what he's doing for me. And in those times, I can still have joy. After all that I've been through, I still have joy. After all of the heartache, after all of the pain, after all of the disappointment, I had to bury some loved ones. After all of the heartache, ups and downs, I still have joy. It may be storming outside, but I still. Why? Because I can count it all. Count it all. It may look like mud now, but wait till the sun comes out. It may look like a trial now, but wait till God shows up. It may look like a test now, but wait till God, I testify. Tell of his goodness. Count it all joy. May God bless you. May God. At this time, we want to extend the invitation. There may be someone. You have to know. You have to know. You just, some things you can't keep figuring. You can't keep counting. You got to know. We're going to invite our greeters and our deacons, ushers, if they will come now. This is your time to, if you don't know your eternal salvation is in Jesus Christ, come now. We invite you. Will you come?
Jesus, who will wipe your tears away. If your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus, I can make it. With Him, I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
It was ours to extend. It was yours to accept or reject. May God bless you today. Amen, amen, amen.
Good morning. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
We have a young man here, and he's a candidate for baptism. His name is Miles Maxwell Temple. He's the nephew of Sister Grimes. And he's been coming for several weeks, and he's made the decision.
Amen, amen, amen. Come on, Miles. Amen. Bless you, bless you. And Miles is a bit of a musician as well, right? Amen. At this time, would you like to express to the church your desire? Do you want to unite with Ebenezer and be baptized? Amen, amen. That's good enough, man. I don't want them to think I'm making you, man. Amen, amen. We do look forward to taking Miles to the water to be baptized. Amen. And we'll do all that we can, Miles, all right? Amen. He is becoming a part of our family. Amen. We're thankful, Miles, all right? Amen.